Today we're going to talk about secular names having non-Jewish names. There's an item on the list. I don't know who put it on the list, whether it was Gary or Yoni, no? Eitan? Evan? Okay. Anyway, the significance of names in general, the importance of a person's name is very well documented in Chazal. There's Gemara Maseches Brachos, the Zayin and Beis, that says that a person's name can often determine the person's lot in life. The Marsha says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions are sometimes influenced by a person's names. And the Gemara says that Rus merited having David as a descendant who sang Shiros V'Sishbachos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because her name was Rus. In the name itself, you have Shiros. In a similar vein, the Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Hazinu tells us they have to be very careful in choosing a name for a child because his name could predispose him to certain tendencies. The Medrash shows how each of the spies who slandered Eretz Yisrael, each of the Meraglim, had a name that indicated a predisposition to doing just such Navera. So names are critical in terms of Chazal's understanding of predisposing us to certain tendencies. The Gemara, for instance, in Maseches Yuma, Daf Pei Gimel and Beis, tells a story that Rav Meir was traveling and he stopped at an inn and he had two traveling companions, and Rav Meir didn't want to leave the money with the innkeeper because Rav Meir wasn't sure if the innkeeper was honest. And it turned out that Rav Meir's suspicion was based on the innkeeper's name. His name was Kidor. So Rav Meir understood that it's Kidor Tapuchos Hema, and Rav Meir turned out to be right, and Kidor, the innkeeper, stole Rav Meir's companion's money, and the companions that Rav Meir was going with, I forget who it was, the two other Tanaim, said to Rav Meir that you should have warned us that if you understood that his name was Kidor, and that it's Kidor Tapuchos Hema, that it's going to be bad news, you should have warned us. And he said, no, it's enough to raise suspicion, but not enough to actually, to actually speak Lashon Hara about him and assume the worst all the time. But either way, we do see that there is a certain significance in names, and not only that, there is a certain significance in having Jewish names. The Medrash tells us in a couple of different places, actually. It's a few different midrashim. There's one midrash that doesn't exist that everyone always likes to quote, that there are three things that the Jewish people didn't change when they were in Mitzrayim, and it's in the chus of those three things that they were nigal, shaloshinu, eshimam, eslashonam, esmalbusham. So no such midrash exists, as far as I know, but there are midrashim that mention all of those things, amongst others, when it gives a list of zchuyas that Klal Yisrael had. So in the midrash, for instance, in Shir Hashirim Rabbah, the midrash says, one of the things we did is we didn't speak Lashon Hara, and we didn't do our rayos, other things, and then it mentions, and also we didn't change our names in Mitzrayim, and that's why we were Zoche to Geula, because we didn't change our names. So the clear implication is that if you do change your names, if we do take upon non-Jewish names, it seems to strongly imply that that's a very bad thing, and if we were in Mitzrayim, we wouldn't be Zoche to Geula if we have non-Jewish names. So what do we make of that? So in fact, Maram Shik in a tshuva, Maram Shik is very strong about this in Yaradea, in Simon Kuf Samach Tes. Maram Shik quotes this medrash and says that it's therefore an Isra da Oraisa to give a non-Jewish name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavdil Klal Yisrael Mibein HaAmim, and one of the ways that he's Mavdil us is by the fact that we're called by different names. Rav Shik points out the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Hilchos Avodah Chav and Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph, that we are supposed to be different from the Goyim in every which way. We are supposed to be recognizably and demonstrably different, including in the way that we are called. And Rav Shik says, and don't tell me, yeah, it's enough that I have a Jewish name that I'm called to the Torah with. No, if you're not called by that Jewish name all the time, he says it's a joke. The whole thing is, is so foolish and such a stupid argument to make that I'm called to the Torah by a Jewish name and therefore it's not a problem. It's not even worthy of a response. So he doesn't really explain why it's a joke, but he says he doesn't buy it. He thinks that it's a total joke. It doesn't help anything that you're called to the Torah by a Jewish name. So that's the Maram Shik. Now the Maram Shik himself, why was he so particularly sensitive to this? So the story goes, the Maram Shik actually writes the story in the Shuva, that in the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, the government allowed Jews to have Christian names, and most Jews took those names. And the Maram Shik had to turn over a list, the official list of the people in his kihila, to the local government official, and the local government official saw the list, and he was looking at all these names. There's John and Christian, and he sees all these names that are clearly not Jewish names. And the government official says, what's the matter with your people? They're so not proud of their heritage that they have to have these non-Jewish names. And the Maram Shik took that to heart, and he said, even a guy is telling us how we're not proud of our heritage, that we have all these names, all these non-Jewish names. And he said, we have to therefore be very, very makbid about Jewish names. And he says, when the government mandated that people take on last names, he says, my father took on the name Shik. Why Shik? Shin Yud Kaf. Shame Yisrael Kadosh. That Hashem Yisrael is always Kadosh, and that's the name that he chose for himself, to Dafka demonstrate Hashem Yisrael Kadosh. That was the Maram Shik's attitude. Now, the Gemara actually discusses a case where there's a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara discusses a case where a child was given the name Doeg, even though Doeg was a Rasha, and his mother would measure his weight every day and give the amount of weight that he gained each day in gold to the Beis HaMikdash. So, meaning she did great things to try to, in his merit, in this child's merit. And yet, the Gemara says that the child turned out, the child died a horrible death. The Gemara says, because she gave him a bad name. She gave him a name of a Rasha. So Maram Shik says, well, if that's true of giving the name of a Rasha, L'chora, it should definitely be true of giving names of Gaim. The Gemara says, I don't know if Maram Shik quotes this, I don't remember, but the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Afilu Reikan Meshabachar Malei Mitzvahs Karimon, when it comes to Jews, even those who are most empty and bereft of Kedusha, still have Mitzvahs Karimon like a pomegranate has seeds. We're still so full of Mitzvahs, but giving a Gaish name. So you're naming a child after someone who's obviously even worse than a Jewish Rasha. So the Rugged Shaver in the Tshuva in Safnas Panech, Simon Reish Ayin Hay, says that you're allowed to give a secular name that's a translation of a Hebrew name. Like if the kid's name is Avram, you can call him Abraham, because it's obviously really a reference, it's just the English translation. However, that's all one side of the equation. The other side is, Rav Moshe writes in several tshuvas, Neven Ezra Chelek Gimel, Simon Lamed Hei, in Or Chaim Chelek Hei, which is in the 8th volume, in Simon Yud, in Or Chaim Chelek Dalid, Simon Samach Vav. Rav Moshe writes in several tshuvas that you look through Jewish history and a lot of great Jews had non-Jewish names. For instance, Rav Zvid, Mar Zutra, Rav Papa, Mar Kashisha, all these things, all the Amoraim, they had non-Jewish names. They didn't have the Magen Mishnah. His name was Rabbeinu Vidal. That's not a Jewish name, obviously. We have a lot of great Jews throughout history that had non-Jewish names. Very difficult to say that all their parents were terrible sinners by giving them non-Jewish names. So Moshe writes that many of the non-Hebrew names that are widely accepted now, a lot of the Yiddish names that we have, those aren't Hebrew names, those aren't Jewish names, but they've become widely accepted, and now they've become ki'ilu that they're Jewish names. So the names, the English names, maybe they haven't become as widely accepted yet. What does Rav Moshe do with that medrash? That's a pretty astonishing medrash. The medrash says that we wouldn't have been nigal had we kept Goyish names, had we not kept Jewish names. So Rav Moshe says exactly the same thing Maral says. Maral writes in Gevuras Hashem, Perek Mem Gimel, and Rav Moshe writes also in the Tshuva in Or Chaim Chelek Dal, that the Medrash was talking about before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, all we had to distinguish ourselves was our names. We didn't have mitzvahs to distinguish ourselves. Once we got the Torah, though, so then the way a Jew is supposed to distinguish himself is by observing the mitzvahs of the Torah. The names aren't going to be so important anymore because we have the entire, we have Kala Torah Kula to distinguish ourselves. So Rav Moshe writes in several tshuvas that he believes that to call children by Shemos La'az is a Davar Maguna. He doesn't think it's right. He thinks it's a little bit distasteful, but it's not Asur. Hard to say that it's Asur. So many Gedolei Olam were called by Shemos Laz. He doesn't think you can call it Asur. So in the Tshuva in Or Chaim Chelek Hei, the person who wrote the Shaila to him says that maybe the Shemos of Laz that were used only by Jews. Maybe a lot of the Shemos that made their way in, Velvel and all these other Yiddish names, maybe originally they were only used by Jews and that's why they were okay. But to use names that are used clearly by non-Jews, maybe that's not okay. Like to use English names, maybe that's not okay. So Rav Moshe says, first of all, that makes no sense. That why would we have made up names in other languages that weren't used by anybody else but us. If we wanted to have different names than everybody else, we probably would have just used our Hebrew names. The fact that we made up names in other languages must be we were mimicking non-Jewish names. So he says your sense of history is totally incorrect. The Svara doesn't. And he says even if that Svara were correct, it's not shaykh to say that. It's not shaykh to say that they would do that. That they would make up such names. He says you're historically inaccurate. It's against the Metzius. So all the Svaras you want, even if it's the best Svara in the world, it doesn't work if it's against the Metzius. And anyway, the Svara doesn't make any sense that Jews would have made up names in other languages that weren't even Jewish names. So then we come to sort of Moshe says, but I still hold it's a Dover Maguna. I don't think he named his kids David and Reuven and Shifra. He didn't name his kids with English names. He still holds it's a Dover Maguna. But what if your parents gave you an English name and always called you by your English name, and they also gave you a Hebrew name, but they never called you by that, and then you went to Eretz Yisrael and you got all religious and you want to be called by your Hebrew name now? Is it a chisaron of kibud aveim to want a dafka be called by your Hebrew name? Is it a problem because your parents dafka didn't want to call you that? They always call you by the English name. So Rav Moshe discusses this in that Tshuva Nor Chaim Chelek Esam and Yud Oz Dalit, and he says he doesn't believe it's a chisaron kibud aveim at all. He says, first of all, the case was of a rabbi whose real name was Manoach and his English name was Norvit. And they called him Norvit because he thought that was what the... he was a Rav Orthodoxy, an Orthodox rabbi. And he went by the name Norvit because it made his parents happy. So Moshe says he doesn't think that's correct. He doesn't think that a rabbi should go by an English name. He says, first of all, the parents gave you the Hebrew name also. They must be very proud of that name also. And it's that why would they possibly be makbid if you want to be called by the Yiddish name that you were called, by the Hebrew name that you were called? And he says, but you tie in it that they are makbid. He says, Va'afim nimtzu horim shemakpidim, that it's batl daitam, it's a rov b'nei adam. Most people are not makbid about such things. They have no reason to be makbid about such things. So it's a wonderful thing if you want to change your name from, I have a good friend, change his name from Josh to Yecheskel, not really change his name, just go by the name that you were actually called by your bris milah. Okay.